This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
We'll get back to the Royals here coming up in a bit, but we do have some breaking news. The Baltimore Ravens have made the decision to release kicker Justin Tucker. You guys remember Justin Tucker was caught up in massage room allegations. They released a statement, quote, "Sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult, and this is one of those instances. Considering our current roster, we have made the tough decision to release Justin Tucker. He has created many significant and unforgettable moments in Ravens history. His reliability, focus, drive, resilience, and extraordinary talent made him one of the league's best kickers for over a decade. We are grateful for Justin's many contributions. While playing for the Baltimore Ravens, we sincerely wish him and his family the very best in this next chapter of their lives." So, the Ravens released Justin Tucker. I don't really think this was that difficult of a decision. If you think about what he is accused of, you also think about the kind of player that he is now. This seemed like a no-brainer, and I'm surprised that it took this long to happen. Justin Tucker is quite possibly the best kicker that the NFL has ever had. He is an 8-time All-Pro. He is on the All-Decade team for the 2010s. He has the longest field goal in NFL history. He has the highest field goal percentage in league history. And his career is over today. Justin Tucker will never kick again in the National Football League. There is not another team that is picking up Justin Tucker. A, it has been, I think, obvious for the last year that he is diminishing as a kicker. Like, his leg is not nearly as strong as it was 2-3 years ago. So he's not the same kicker. And I don't know how you can bring Justin Tucker into your locker room with everything that he is accused of. This would be my question to Baltimore, and I don't think we will ever get the answer to it. Are you guys releasing Justin Tucker because we found out about this? Because I find it hard to believe that Justin Tucker was banned for all of these massage parlors in the Baltimore area. Some of these incidents, alleged incidents, happened 3-4 years ago. It seems like you guys were cool with them continuing to kick then. It stayed out of the public eye. He was incredible during that time. You guys didn't really seem to have an issue with it until we found out that he was Mr. Nasty Man in these massage parlors. But it's not like this was a recent thing that happened at the end of the season and you guys now found out and made swift and decisive actions about it. No, Justin Tucker was nasty while he was a member of the Baltimore Ravens. It then got uncovered by a local paper, and then you guys made what is the only decision. No, you can't kick for us anymore. We got to go in a different direction. They drafted a kicker, so it was very clear the direction that they were going to go. They found a replacement for Justin Tucker. Younger, cheaper, possibly better at this stage in his career, and at least to our understanding, no baggage that he comes with, and they decided to go in a different direction. But, I mean, this is the end of Justin Tucker's career. We do not hear from him anymore in football. I don't know what he will do outside of football, but Justin Tucker will never kick again in the National Football League.
Adam Schefter's put out the team insists it was a football decision to release Justin Tucker. And I think we're about 12 months away from having this same breaking news alert, but for the Browns starting quarterback Deshaun Watson, like contractual, and there are some things, but like the icky part of this is I think you're onto something. Like if Justin Tucker was still banging home field goals the way he did in 2013, 2014, 2015,
he would still be on the team.
He'd still be on the team. And I don't know. I'm not accusing the Ravens of a cover up or whatever, but it seems like he started missing kicks. He wasn't as good. And the allegations, you got to go. But if he was still nailing kicks, I think they'd be like, we are continuing to monitor the situation. We understand the NFL has him under investigation. We will continue to, you know, deal with the process. Like, I think you hit the nail on the head. They are cutting him today because it is a football decision. He stopped kicking well, and there's baggage. In a year, Deshaun Watson will get cut, and the team will claim it's a football decision because he stinks, and there's baggage. That's like the dirty part of the NFL.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, with all that being said, do you think Justin Tucker will be in the Hall of Fame? Not anymore. I think he was going to be.
That's actually – there's a lot of people who have done a lot of bad stuff in the Hall of Fame. Now, they did the stuff post-mortem, like O.J. Simpson's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but I think at least if you're Justin Tucker, if you already play a position, like let's say that Justin Tucker was Tyreek Hill. I think Tyreek Hill is just going to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame at some point. Like he plays wide receiver. There aren't that many kickers in there, and how your career ended, no, I don't think you get into there. Like football players are already hesitant to put you in their very special club. You're going to be in that special club with that on your jacket? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, you will not be in if that's the case. If you're Justin Tucker, you would have been. Justin Tucker is the best kicker we've ever seen. I don't even really think it's that arguable. I think it's him and then it's Adam Vinatieri. Those are two best kickers of our lifetime. I think Tucker was going to get in. I don't think you can vote him in anymore. I don't think he's getting 70% of the vote after all that. No, no chance. He's done. He's done. We will never see from him again playing football. None of those things. He's over.
I truly, truly hope you're right. I hope that when he shows up on the ballot, he gets low numbers and falls off the ballot because if the things he's accused of off the field are true, you're right. I don't want him in the Hall of Fame for those reasons. But man, baseball Hall of Fame voters have created this hard line. They're now the morality police. The NFL has not really operated that way. There are some guys who are in the Hall of Fame who have done some things that you're like, ugh. I mean, Ray Lewis might have killed a person, and he's in the Hall of Fame. He got in no problem. And I'm not trying to equate crimes, but he got in. He gets the gold jacket. No one seems to talk about it.
Justin Tucker ain't Ray Lewis. That's all I'm saying.
They're both maybe the best to ever play their position.
Yeah, one plays kicker. One plays kicker. I'm with you. If Justin Tucker played running back, he'd be in the Hall of Fame. If Justin Tucker played quarterback, he'd be in the Hall of Fame. Your team never won the championship, and you got disgraced? No, you're not getting in. Not as a kicker. No, not at all. And I think a big part of this is, do people like you? That matters. Do people like you? I don't think people really like him right now. So it's just going to be tough to kind of get that groundswell of support for you to get the necessary votes to eventually get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think he's done. I think we will never, at least in a football sense, he will maybe do something else. I don't know. He'll be a political pundit or something. I don't know what Justin Tucker will do with his life, but I think in terms of him kicking.
By the way, he does have a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, he was on the Super Bowl team.
He was on the Super Bowl team, right. Yeah.
My bad. I have my time.
I agree with you, but I mean, his Wikipedia page is going to have a lot of accomplishments, including a Super Bowl ring.
My bad, Justin Tucker. I forgot you were on that team. I apologize. You were on that championship team, so salute to you.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.